Amen.
Amen.
At this point,
sometimes
you meet some people, they will tell you, oh, in humility, I'm very humble. But when I get angry, I don't even recognize myself. Because you see, Moses, God told me something about Moses. He said, Moses, do not tell anybody to be that Egyptian. Because that command that maybe he just command that from training. What training they give to him? He just said, you are misbehaving. Not only one punch, the man died. Your anger can kill somebody. So let us pray. That's what I like. So as he's struggling, then we will not totally overcome. Because if we not overcome, God will bring that thing back. With the foundation of God will be interrupted. God will bring it not past until you pass that test. Until you pass that test, you won't move forward. God will bring you back to the test. Let us pray. God will give us the grace to overcome. God will give us the grace to overcome ourselves. Be it anger, be it pride. I pray that God is not going to give everybody money. Because if God gives some people money, they will tie those to pump. They won't tie the whole street. They will tie compound. Their compound will be the only compound that will have light. They won't even allow other people to have light. They will be the one. They will connect the transformer, the whole transformer to their compound. So if God sees the heart of them, let's tell them that God should walk on our hearts. God should walk on us. God knows us better than we know ourselves. So he knows us, he knew us through why we are our mother's womb. Father, help us to overcome. Give us the grace to overcome, Lord Jesus. Give us the grace to overcome. Father, you know those areas of our lives, those sicknesses, that in those areas where we see struggle. Those areas where we see struggle, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to overcome. Help us, Commander. Help us to overcome the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh. The breath of life, oh, our family name. Let us do this because of our family name. Which name? The name that will never last up to 500 years. The name that will never last up to 200 years. Oh, we speak, we should have. This is how our family will have. Father Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to overcome. Help us to overcome the pride of life, the loss of the eyes, oh Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to overcome. Deliver us from ourselves. Lord, deliver us from ourselves. Lord, you know those areas, Lord, where we still have struggles, where we will not allow to come. Lord, give us the grace to overcome. Give us the grace, O Lord, to overcome. Give us the grace, O Lord, to overcome. Help us, Lord Jesus. Deliver us from pride. Deliver us from wickedness. If there are any wicked ways in us, Father, Lord, deliver us from those wickedness. Deliver us, O Lord, from wickedness. Deliver us from wickedness. Deliver us from wickedness, O Lord. Father, help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to overcome. Help us, Holy Spirit, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, brethren. Praise the Lord, brethren. There are different levels of relationships with the body. First of all, you and your partner must see eye to eye. Two of you must see eye. Both of you must even talk. Must be communication. Communication is the oxygen of every relationship. If you don't talk with your wife, that will be your relationship with you. Both of you will start misunderstanding yourself. So, first of all, you talk. Then, the next level is for both of you to see eye to eye. You see eye to eye. Then, secondly, you and your brother, you put your back to your shoulder level. If not, if your brother is not up to your shoulder level, you press it down and say, I don't want him to come. If he gets money now, if he knows the word of God now, you start dragging like before with me. So you press it down, you press it. You don't want him to know. You pull your brother to your shoulder level. When he gets to your shoulder level, then the next level, both of you can stand back to back. Because now it's the same height, he has the same strength, he has the same ability. Then both of you can fight the enemy everywhere. Any man who the enemy wants to come from. But most of us, they won't talk. We don't even see eye to eye. We don't see eye to eye. We don't even talk. How can you pull the person to your shoulder level? God should help every one of us that we love our brother. We love our sisters. We love the brethren. Most of us, we love our heavenly brothers. We even give excuses for them. Do things for them. But when it comes to brethren, any little thing, we suspect brethren. We won't criticize brethren. We let us pray that God will help us. And let us really love. Let's love the way Christ loved. He loved his brother. He loved his sister. Is it Paul? He said Paul went to the house of Philip. He Christ went to the house of Peter, and Peter's brother, you know, relationship. There was a relationship between Jesus and Peter. He said, the people that went to King Jesus, they didn't know who Jesus was because of his humility, because of his relationship with Peter. He looked for somebody inside to tell, oh, show us who Jesus Christ is. How did he live his life? Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to be humble. Help us. Help us to love the brethren. Help us to love the body of Christ. Help us to love the body of Christ. If we believe to say the blood of Christ is of more efficacy than our heavenly blood, how do we keep the things of God as the things of God? Help us to love. Help us to love, Lord Jesus. Help us to see love covers the multitude of offense. Help us, Lord Jesus, to love. Help us to love the way Christ loves. Help us to love, Lord Jesus. Give us the grace, Lord. Give us the grace to be able to pull our breath, to see eye to communicate, to see eye to eye, to stand shoulder to shoulder and stand back to back. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to remove every wickedness of our hearts. Remove every wickedness of our hearts, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. And if they say that there is any wicked way in me, show it to me, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us. We want to walk in light. Father, Lord, we give you the grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the body of Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. For in Jesus' almighty name, amen. In this building our body, in the air today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are still in the book. Praise the Lord. You know what? When God told Moses, he said, let them build me a sanctuary that my dwelling area. He said clearly, he said, do it according to the pattern shown you in the Lord. Am I correct? Hallelujah. So this morning, we are going to continue to pray. But this is the pattern that is coming to me as we pray, we worship, and the Lord will hear us. Amen. Remember the miracle of Moses? Amen. It was the same pattern that was in the heavenly place that was shown to Moses. So we're going to take that pattern of prayers. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do is that by faith, we're entering into through the gate to the outer court. And remember what Jesus said this morning? Was it this morning? He said, yesterday morning, he said, I will enter into his gate. What? I will enter into his court with praise. Amen. So this morning, we know in Isaiah that many dwelling places, hallelujah, in the spirit. I think that place is John 14. When he says that there are many mansions in my father's house. Am I correct? So there are many dwelling places. So this morning, I want us together continually enter into that gate. Hallelujah, by faith. So the first prayer body that is at the center is to enter through the gate, even to the outer court, which speaks of natural light. Hallelujah. As a man enters into the outer court, what does he see? Is the altar, the present altar. And the present altar speaks of the cross. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, by faith, hallelujah, we enter and get to the place of the present altar, which speaks of the cross. In that present altar, there was the sin offering, the punt offering, the peace offering, the trespass offering, and also the meal offering. Therefore, by faith, hallelujah, we are joined to Yeshua concerning the death. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, we come by faith. We are dead to the sin. We are dead to the world. We are dead, O God. Yes. So I want us to pray this morning and say, Lord, we are joined by faith to the death, to the burial, to the resurrection, to the ascension, and the glorification of Jesus. And I want to pray this morning. Say, Lord God, I'm identified with the death of Yeshua this morning, even by faith as I get turned to him. But help us to pray. Hallelujah.
that the place that we have entered, the same pattern in the realms of the heavenly. That's where we are this morning. We are decreeing that sin shall not have dominion over us. Because we are dead to sin and alive unto God Christ Jesus. As I sat here, that was the pattern that kept coming to me. A man that enters through the gate, hallelujah, to the place of sacrifice. Lord, this morning we are joined to you to bring, hallelujah, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. That's what we are doing this morning. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. Rale papatus kapalianda baleboriande. Pratasu kurianda baleanda. Yalamakasu katanama. Lord, we are joined to Yeshua. We are joined to him in death. We silence in many things that might to separate us from God this morning. Le patakasu kurianda balete. Rada pakasu putayana namanda balala. Le patasu putayana namanda naba. Rila paku seke namanda. Le patu skabrande no shukuri namanda naba. Mi shukuri intekere. But akarala bakasa. He said we die with him. We have raised together with him. So therefore we come to the place of judgment. We come to the place whereby sin is judged. We come to the place whereby the world is judged. We are crucified with Yeshua. We do not live unto ourselves. We come to the place of judgment. Even this morning, hallelujah, every one of us, we come to the place of judgment. Hallelujah. Masukuri la pakase kelelaba. Rina makasa katayanaba. Hallelujah. We come to that place whereby the divinity begins to deal with every form of humanity. That's when we come this morning by the blood of Yeshua. In that place of the cross, the blood speaks. Hallelujah. Mikusukuri la pakatayanaba. Lipatayanaba. Every sin, every iniquity, every transgression, we come to that place this morning. Hallelujah. He said, deliver me from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Therefore, this morning we come to that place of judgment, of the just judgment. That's where we come this morning. So that no matter the death of sin and iniquity, the blood of Jesus begins to speak. Ranabakatos intrekeleburianda. Lipatos katayanama. Every desire that is not the desire to seek God according to the new order, we come to the place of that judgment. Come to the place of the cross. We come to the place, my God, where by iniquity and generational sin will not be able to overtake us. Rana Pakataya. Rene Pakasaya. Let's pray. Hallelujah. I don't want to only voice, let's pray. If you go and sleep, hallelujah. If you can't sleep, you can start to have a little move around. We come to that place of judgment. We come to that place of judgment. Hallelujah. Revelation 1, where Jesus was being shown. Hallelujah. And John began to describe him. He said his feet was like the feet of brass in fire. Masupuri la pakatai na 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 na. We bring the strength of the Lord. We bring the power of the Lord. We bring the power of the Lord. We bring the ministry of the Lord. We stand as this morning to get joined to Yeshua. Rana pakaseke na 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 na. The outer cross speaks of the natural body. Therefore, this body, flesh, the raw, sin, hallelujah, is being laid upon the cross. So that nothing will hinder us as we begin to a different prayer bodies. Yes, the place, hallelujah, of that present altar. of the cross is a potter, whereby the man moves to the present lover. The present lover was done with the mirror of women. In that present lover, the reflection of the mirror of the world. Hallelujah. In that present lover, that means that the worship of the Lord. This morning, after the sacrifice, hallelujah, has taken place in that very altar, the place we need to worship of the world, a worship of the reflection of the world of the Lord. He said that three things that purifies of the earth. Hallelujah. We talk about the spirit, the blood, and the water. Therefore, this morning, we come to that place. What? Of the rushing of the water of the world. We are saying, oh God, that the mirror will reflect and begin to show us who we are. Therefore we come to that place. We come to the place of worship. We come to the place of worship. Rele pasa ukata eliante. Lipa sakasu kata elamanda. We come to the place. We come to the place where we, oh God, there is a mirroring of the world. He says, thy Lord is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Therefore, this morning, hallelujah, we come to join with the reality of the worship of the Lord. I come, we come together. We come, hallelujah, by faith. We come in that Lord God who we receive in accordance with the word. Let Pata in Tetelemosi Terra, Rila Pata Setera Mayendo, Lipa Kusi in Tetelemosi, Lipata in Tetelemosa, Lepata in Tetelemosa, Lipata Yendo Rosa. We pray, hallelujah, by the authority of the Lord, before the names of the altar. We bring by the church of the world the worship of the world of God. Masekarabala, he said the entrance of your work in that life is given understanding to the simple. Therefore we deal with all forms of foolishness. We deal with all forms of old God, whereby wisdom, hallelujah, is set aside. Seek Mariandarabala. As we come, hallelujah, we come knowing that in that outer court there is the natural light. Masukurina Manda, the light we begin to gaze upon the Son of Righteousness, we hear in his way. As the man, hallelujah, Masukurina, we are a kingdom of priests. Hallelujah. King priest, after the order of Melchizedek priesthood, we step from the outer court. We come to the five pillars. Hallelujah. Five is a number of praise. Hallelujah. We enter into the holy of holies. Hallelujah. As we step through, hallelujah, into the way, the truth, and the life, we step to the praise of the truth. We sit on the north side. We have the table of shewbread. Hallelujah. In that table of shewbread, it speaks of feeding of Yeshua. We begin to partake in communion. We begin to feed on Christ. We begin to drink his blood. Don't forget, in that table of shewbread, you will have the bread of God's presence. Hallelujah. In that bread of God's presence, we have the drinking of himself. Hallelujah. We begin to pray. Hallelujah. Feed upon Christ. We begin to pray in that way. Where my cry is the living prayer. Masuku yanda malalaba. Mika chayama. He has said, feeding upon the earth is present. We begin to feed up the prayer of his brethren by the faith. Hallelujah. He said, I am the living prayer. Hallelujah. He said, if a man eat of his bread, he shall live forever. He said, if a man eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. We begin to partake of life in the holy place. We begin to feed upon the bread of his presence. By faith, we begin to feed upon that
Let the temple be filled with your presence.
So this morning by faith, we come to place on the altar of incense. We decree this morning, our soul will not see corruption. In the mighty name of Jesus, there shall not be degradation. There shall not be deterioration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, while we are praying this morning, I saw with my mind's eyes, someone was bleeding from the nose. Someone was bleeding profusely. And I was asking God, what does that mean? Said, not only is it a physical case, that people who have been having of the issue, like women, hallelujah, in your constant bleeding, bleeding, hallelujah, bleeding, or for the man, bleeding from, you know, from the prostate gland. So this morning, it is of incense. Let's deal with the spirit of infirmity, of bleeding, hallelujah. I want you to pray, you might know someone. I want you to step into that place of light. And cut off the ministry of incense. Hallelujah. I remember that time that I was so sick. I was bleeding for almost 8 or 9 years. But I kept going to God. I was bleeding. But I noticed that as I kept going to God, it was reducing. There was a time whereby, you know, 10 mils of syringe, I could be able to breathe about 4 of those set of syringes. But every time I pray before God, God will keep telling me, I will cause the bleeding to stop. Hallelujah. And the Lord has done it for me. Therefore, if you know the woman, if you know the man that has his sister bled and bleeding, we have come to the place of the altar of incense. I want to decree that that bleeding should stop. Whether it is because of the hormonal feeling, whether it has to do with fibroids, brother, let's begin to pray. Remember the Lord with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. For 12 years. Hallelujah. He said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, he said, I will be made whole. And the woman was smelling. I remember how came. And you know, I was, oh, hallelujah. The smell that was coming out of the end of my mouth. And I'm wondering, how long shall this be? Hallelujah. My sake, brother, I want you to pray. You may know someone who's going through this situation. Brother, I can tell you by the word of the Lord, who hear the testimony that God is at play in the life of this person. And the bleeding, some might be only settled, whereby the bleeding is terrible. Hallelujah. The pain is so excruciating. Therefore, by the word of the Lord, he said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from source. Tell them, please, I want us to pray that his instant bleeding will stop. Hallelujah. By the word of the Lord. But this be God. As we call it to the prayers of the altar of incense, whereby show is being made, we intercede for this brethren. That nobody will suddenly die from prostrate condition, sudden bleeding, masika la la osa papa, rilele pa asumu taya la la, rilele pa inteke la mandeanda, rilele mandele la la, every form of cancer that is being eaten up bleeding. Oh God, we say, let it stop right now. Jesus is here right now. To cause the bleeding to stop. Hallelujah. Let there be a testimony that the instant bleeding stop by the word of the Lord. And you fountain of instant flow of blood, stop your flow. Dry up on that source. Hallelujah. Every demonic spirit that is in charge, we bind you this morning. We say, stop your activity. For the spirit of God has come to that place of the altar of incense. As we are saying, we begin to speak the word of the Lord, that the instant bleeding will stop. In the mighty name of Jesus, Masika Lelepasa, Lianda Dosa, Lianda Dosa, Lianda Dosa, Lianda Dosa, Lianda Dosa,
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Brethren, I want us to commit our mother before God's throne. Hallelujah. Praise mother. Hallelujah. Why we pray? I was like, this is how we start to pray. I was just saying, Lord, pour in the oil and the wine of our life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Why the altar of incense, when the intercession is made. Amen. So let's pray for ourselves. Let's commit her and give her first night. That Lord God, we want her to be fully made whole. Let the Lord Jesus run to her sister. Masuka mele rande. Masata tayana. He said, the Lord God will not satisfy you. I'll show you what let's plead the blood of Jesus in our heart. Let our sister begin to respond to the Lord of life. I am my name. We pray for integrity for the Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus in our heart. Even right now, we plead the blood of the everlasting covenant. We bind the spirit of the family.
Yeshua, who hears the good news concerning our birth.
to Jesus. I want us to touch our eyes. It is possible that God can give you the past. Did you hear what I said? Is it possible for God to give you the past? Every eye condition that will be put through. I want you by faith, or if you know someone that has a very terrible, I'm talking about, I'm not saying that the condition like glaucoma or whatever it is, including short sightedness, long sightedness, I want you to touch your eyes. Lord, it's possible. What did they say about Moses? That his eye did not grow big. And none of his forces are taken. Thank you, Lord. In the home, I can walk. That can still break my soul.
Lord, it's you that
that showed me that we should pray about it. And therefore, demonstrate your power and your glory. He said, the very Nias who should speak it. Lord, this morning, oh God, remember Zion in Europe. We prophesy that in partial blindness will see. That let it be a testimony right now as she's sleeping. We prophesy, let the healing touch you of Yeshua be upon her. And let her wake up this morning to see your clarity. Thank the Lord. We pray for ourselves. May the Lord guide us as a great thing, but to do something better. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every eye is charged that the Lord has given a good report. We decree them. Oh God, let it touch you with little flow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We know that you have helped us. By faith, because of the veil being torn asunder, being torn, being shifted, we enter into the holiness of all. Hallelujah. Not only in the spirit, but by faith, we begin to have interaction with you. We begin to, oh God, hallelujah. Continually have a journey with the Lord, glory. You said in Hebrews 4:16, we should come boldly to your throne of grace, that we obtain mercy and find grace for help in time of need. In that mercy seat, there is the voice of authority. He said, lose him and let him go. Lose us, O God, as for that place whereby the Shekinah glory begins to feed in our life. We begin to absorb the glorious light of Yeshua. That elements of darkness will begin to overflow. That as we absorb the light of the Shekinah glory, the light that is stronger than the light of the seventh person. Oh God, we decree this morning that the lens of darkness in our soul will begin to shift. That our spirit will be filled with so much light. That our emotions will be reflecting the light of God. Our imaginations, our minds will begin to reflect the glorious light of Yeshua. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for proving over every one of us. Therefore, it means that no report passion against us will prosper. Every tongue that lies up against in judgment will come there. We decree that the message of immortality, whereby telling testimony to one tell us so, is that what did Jesus do? Jesus brought life and immortality to light, through the power of the gospel. We decree this morning that the glorious light of Jesus will fill our being. Every rent of darkness. Oh, hallelujah. And God, I want to take this all this afternoon. Lord, we are praying, Lord, that from that Shekinah glory, let the wounds of the soul be healed. I saw pestering sores in people's soul. I'm telling you, Saul, that was not something in such a way that it was as if there was my God that was eating those sores deeply. And I began to cry, say, Lord, let your healing virtue flow. You know, that happened. I saw that some sores began to be healed. Therefore, we are saying, let the glory light of Jesus begin just like radiation light, begin to touch those sores in the soul. Sores, the soul, wound that souls. Souls that have been wounded for so long, whereby they begin to relate with their spouses, with the brethren, out of a wounded soul. Oh God, let the light from your presence begin to heal those souls. Please see where some souls have been healed by demonic entities. We prophesy this morning. The oil and the wine will continually flow.
that is Saul's behavior. Hallelujah. Saul resolved that thing as a result of words in form of javelin. Instead of arrows that have penetrated deep, oh God, are those arrows that have been pulled out that was questioning Saul's behavior. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Spirit of God passed away, a perfect spirit. But by the time it gets to the different part of the soul, there is a lot of wisdom because of wounds, oh God. By your wounds, we are healed. By your wounds, we are healed, oh God. Hallelujah. This is the wounds of many generations that have passed away from one generation to another of forgiveness that comes as a result of these wounds. Let the healing virtue of Yeshua flow. Hallelujah. Shakarabarabarabare. Let the blood flow.
Bring up a pastor, Thank you.
fortunate before the living God. Hallelujah. I want to pray, Pastor. Praise the name of God. Because this meeting is going to be a reposition. Ezra 6, just that verse. Praise the name of God. Ezra chapter 6, quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Ezra chapter 6. So. Ezra 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, verse 1. Praise the name of the Lord. Then Darius the king made a decree, and such was made in the house of the rulers, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. Praise the name of the Lord. And there was found at Akhmeta in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a room. And therein was a record, thus written. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in the realms of God, there are rules. Writing. There are different writings. With the name of the Lord. There is one writing, which is the writing of God, the thoughts and the purposes of God, general plans. There is another writing that is very specific for you and for me. God's specific plan for you in relation to the general role. Praise the name of the Lord. And there is another writing, which is the writing of the acts of Brother Goyes, Brother Ina, Sister Adi.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Are you with me, brother? Yes. This one is the book that you are writing. Yes. As you relate to the one that God has written.
All right.
I hope you understand me.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says, and the books we are opening. It's not just one book. You are writing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the time comes when the Lord opens his book concerning you. Praise the name of the Lord. He reads it up to a point. He stops. He stops there. What has been done for this man? Pertaining to this situation. I hope you're following what I'm saying. The time you will come up in judgment sooner or later. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, judgment, there is good judgment. I hope you understand my point. Good judgment is the time of remembrance and the time of visitation. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, it was written. You know what was written? Look at Mordecai's situation. One time reported a rebellion. Did you notice that? He reported a rebellion. Reported it to the king. Now, in my system, there are all kinds of things happening. You understand? There's rebellion in the body. Cancer is rebellion in the body. You know that? It's a body that is refusing to abide with what God has said. To report it. In your soul, report every rebellion. Hello, are you with me now?
Yeah.
Don't accept the tell God that there's something happening here. I am not a part of it.
Amen.
They are plotting against your throne. Here. Yeah. That report was recorded.
Amen.
active. Today, we will report ourselves. Hello, are you with me? If you see anything happening in your soul that is contrary to what God has said, report it all. If you don't report it, the law of coup will work against you. Coup means if you heard it, you must report it. If you don't report it, you are a part of it. I hope people know what I'm saying. That's military practice. If the military time and you get to people plotting against the authorities, the rule is that what you must report. If you heard about it, you didn't report, you are part of the coup. So it will be executed, you too will be executed. Praise the name of the Lord. So what we see here is that at certain times, the government of heaven goes over the bush. That's what you simply learn there. Concerning you, praise the name of the Lord. Did you understand what happened there? There was a challenge against the people of the temple. Some spirits came and challenged the people. So why did you give me permission? And they said, the king gave us permission. And they said, there's no record of that. It's not a check. They reported the matter to the king, and the king said, "Search the books." Brethren, what God has spoken is on record. Are you with me, brethren?
Yes.
There are records that say that in that day, that the Lord will remember Zion. Is it not correct? In that day, you will arise and have what now? Mercy on Zion. Today is that day. The decree we are interested in, firstly, is the one that is in, praise the name of God. I'm going to start the one in verse 5. Because that's the primary point now. Verse 5. And he says, and let the holy and safer version of the house of God. You know, Paul said in Timothy that in the great house there are many versions. Every one of us here, by level of consecration, we choose whether to be of gold or silver. Do you understand? It's you that determines that. It is that same consecration that determines to what use you will be put to. Praise the name of the Lord. Because gold will be used for the things of what now? Gold. The ministry of gold. Silver will be used for the things of silver. Brass will be used for the things of what now? Of brass. If a man forged himself, it's a choice to make. You will become a vessel of what now? Fit for every noble work. Praise the name of the Lord. And trusting God today, I will sleep in the night. And my man will pack me. I said, look up. Let's go. And I will go to Russia. Do some work. Finish the work. Do you understand, brethren? And come back, wake up, and then go to my natural work. By choice, the Lord is preparing vessels for these dimensions of what now? Of ministry. Are you understanding my point? But for this ministry to be, the vessels must be recovered. He says, the king says here, let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God be Nebuchadnezzar, the prince of this world. Hallelujah. Took forth out of the world temple, which is where? At Jerusalem. These vessels were taken out of the realms of God, the presence of God, the purpose of God, and they were brought where? Into Babylon. Praise the name of the Lord. Let them be what? Restored and brought again into the temple, which is at Jerusalem. Everyone to his place. And place them in the house of God. Place them in the house of God. Brethren, you see, there must be a recovery this night. Men are redeemed and captured and relocated. We find ourselves being consecrated to things that God has no business with. We find our hearts occupied by matters that is not of any interest to God. We find ourselves bound by habits. Now, the way a habit
You know, there are people, the moment you mention pastor and church, they come alive. Are you with me, brethren? They just go at a pastor, they get somebody sitting there in the mess. They are here, they don't do shut up like this. Something inside them just rises up. In fact, if you're not careful, they leave where they're going and join in the discussion. Is it the rabble or is it mercy? You say that it's mercy. Everything about it becomes animated. That vessel is in the temple of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brother? They are excited by the things of this world. Some of his business. They just hear that I made investment at 200 and by the way, brother, my account was hacked. My Facebook account. So if your Facebook is me and you get anybody soliciting for that investment, $200, $250,000. Don't put your praise the name of the Lord. This man can recover their account. But you see, some people, once they hear those schemes, all kinds of things, they get very worked out, excited. Investments. You understand? Many things, so they're not bad. Crypto. These people get excited over all kinds of things. And this is exactly that what causes us in my youth world. You know, when somebody wants to be involved here, he must go to the foundation of greed. People are doing that if you're not understanding you. So it's the name of the Lord. Are we together? Brethren, we must be recovered and then brought into the place where our delight is in the law of the Lord. Our excitement is just to hear somebody. You're hearing, oh Lord. You understand? Everything you just want now, rest up. You begin to worship. Praise the name of the Lord. So whatever it is that is holding, the king is in this night. Let the vessel be released. Praise the name of the Lord. That night, brethren, vessels were released. Because the temple was being built, and there were vessels to minister in that temple. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want us to pray tonight. Whatever it is that has limited you. Because every one of us has this concept that you are not serving the way you should. You are not ministering the way you should. There is something distracting you, something limiting you. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight, the king has said, vessels be what? Released and be brought back into the house. The house of God is atmosphere. Do you know that? There's a place in the spirit where the vessels are kept. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to pray now. Be able to steal of yourself. I'm fasting for my life, my the calling and the purpose of God for my life. Praise the name of the Lord. He said in the Greek house there are many verses. Some to honor and some to dishonor. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight, one will be released. Tonight, I will be released. There are dimensions of captivity. There are dimensions of money. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Tonight, let that be a record. The song says, that time of restoration is upon us. God is moving as he promised in his word. It's upon me. There is only a refreshing from his presence as to praise and to worship is restored. Sons of God now standing in their armor, taking back all the things that the devil stole, every vessel. We are witnessing this hour. A restoration power in our spirit, in our body, in our soul. I pray for myself tonight. Restoration. I will owe your priesthood. Our holy nation. In our spirit, in our bodies, in our soul. Pray this night in our face. Pray that dimension of captivity. Every way this bird has been taken, has been captured, has been overtaken, has been distracted, has been bound. Begin to speak a release to it. So let this bird be released. Let this bird be loose from the king of Babylon. Let there be restoration in my life. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. Let my worship be restored to the temple, to the service of God, to the service of God. May I bound my gates, habits, hobbies, whatever it is, tonight be free and loose in your life. Say tonight, I lose myself from chasing. I lose myself from Arsenal. I lose myself from my youth. I lose myself and I give myself to you, Lord. I lose myself from everybody, from the internet. I lose myself from Facebook. I lose myself from Twitter. Whatever it is, and I come into the house of God. I lose myself from every commitment, every obligation. That's an impediment. I lose myself tonight. The king has said, restore the worship. Let there be restoration. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration in my life. Every chain that has bound me, every yoke of the enemy, every captivity, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let there be a new. When I pray for yourself, open your mouth and begin to pray. Stand upon your feet. To speak to the Lord, that impediment, that condition of bondage, let it be loose, let it be a loosening, let it be a loosening, let it be a loosening, in the name of Jesus Christ. Break every chain, loose that captivity, loose that bondage, loose that hold of that habit, the hold of that appetite. The role of that hobby, the role of that investment, the role in the name of Jesus, of that situation, that business, whatever it is, loose in the name of Jesus. Let the vessel be broken to the temple. Let the vessel be restored. Let the vessel be restored. Let there be restored in my life. Let the God of heaven bring me back to your temple. Back to your house, bring me back to your service, bring me back to that ministry, bring me back to that service, in the name of Jesus Christ, who shall have that? Yaka Poseka, Sheposu to Kata, Ikra da Hose, Moshe de Makata, Ego Sikapa, Jesus, let there be a restoration, let there be a restoration, let there be a restoration, let there be a recovery. Let there be a restitution in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a recovery. 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 In the name of Jesus, let there be a recovery. Let there be a recovery. Let there be a recovery. Whatever is holding, the king says, lose it, lose it, lose it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Pray, speak to yourself. Speak every captivity, every bondage, every hold, every limitation. In the name of this vessel, it's for the Lord and for the house of God and for the presence of God and for the service of God. It is not for gods of wood. It is not for gods of iron. It is not for gods of stone. It is not for gods that have eyes that cannot see. It is for the Lord. Tonight, let there be a consecration. As the Lord is restoring, let us consecrate ourselves. Begin to commit yourself again unto the service of the Lord. Begin to commit yourself to the Lord's purpose. Begin to hand over again to God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in my life. Say to Adonai, let your kingdom, your rule, your government come again in my life. That kingdom come. Elohim, Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Helpers were actually enemies of Israel.
hope you understand what I'm saying. He ordinarily will not support that building. But because of the word of the king, they have no choice but to obey. Tonight, the Lord is giving instructions to your helpers at every level. Spiritually, he will give his angels charge over you to minister to you every grace that you need for the work in your life to be completed. Hallelujah. Materially, he will cause your environment to become friendly towards you. Are you with me, brethren? All the help that you need, all things that are needed for life and for godliness, tonight let them be released by the decree of the king. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight let us in them of prayer. So let your helpers come. Hallelujah. My helpers come. Hallelujah. You know the song? I want someone to do that song. As we worship them, we need to connect with all the help that the Lord is giving to you. The right things are going to happen supernaturally. As you're ministering to the Lord, your help is coming already. Hallelujah. Praise God, brother. You know, when there is a shift in the spirit, the man was waiting for the waters to be shed on. But the help was standing there with him. Are you with me, brother? It's a new level of reality. Before you speak, I will answer. Why are you talking about it? Give it a man. So, as a ministry, brethren, just open up your heart and begin to receive your help in the name of Jesus.
My help has come.
shift in the spirit. Everything is changing, you know. Prayer is changing. Fellowship is changing. Now, those things will not change. Amen. You will never miss the house. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Now, you know, when Esther entered the presence of God, the king said, what do you want? She didn't make a request, and Mrs. Did you notice that? She said, I'm inviting you to the banquet. Giving the Lord the banquet this night. Are you understanding that? She expressed how much she can do. She was building up for judgment. Every time the king came back, Haman was finished. Did you notice that? Every time the next man said, what do you want? That is, the man was so anxious to do something. He said, come with him to that day. Brother, I don't need to understand it. But by the time we are done,
amen.
You know, the enemy, you know, what the guy came to the test, to the panic for a different agenda. And he said, come, come, have you. You take this man. you are opposed, both spiritually, praise the name of the Lord, we face all kinds of spiritual battles. That situation will be there, nobody for you. Praise the name of the Lord. You just feel that you are alone. You are, you know, this thing is too much for you. Now, speak to that situation. And say, oh, you situation, the Lord is my helper. And my help has come. Praise the name. The set time has come. And the Lord has sent help. Say, the Lord help you. Send prayer up your side. The Lord hear your prayer in an accepted time. I want to speak. Just quietly, loudly, as you wish to do. That situation that has made you feel helpless, feel that nothing can be done about it. Please speak right now. The king is saying, what do you want? The king is saying, what is your request? Tonight, you have the king saying, oh, yeah, say it. What is it? Also, half of my kingdom I will give you. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us speak to the Lord right now. You have a need spiritually. You have a need emotionally. You have a need materially. You have a pressure physically, spiritually, in any situation. Just speak tonight and say, Lord, avenge me this night. This morning, avenge me of my adversary. Come to my help now over this situation. Intervene for me now. Send help on the side over this situation. Brother, speak to the Lord. Sister, speak right now. The door is open. Push it. Enter in into that place of help. Our help coming from the Lord, the keeper of Israel, who does not suffer as you. The Lord is awake tonight because he is awake. Because that night, the king could not sleep. He could not sleep. He said, 3 minutes. And he began to weep. What have we done this morning? This night, the Lord is giving command. Let something be done. Thank you, Jesus. I am the sitting man for Jacob.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to read Ezra 6. There were certain men that were harassing the builders. Praise the name of the Lord. There were certain men that would grieve them. It grieved their heart to see the temple being built. There were certain men that were oppressing them. And he came to issue the rebuke. I said, all of you, he called some of them by name. Say, get away from that building. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't disturb them. Tonight, we're going to release a rebuke in the name of the Lord against the devourers, the spoilers, the wasters, and the adversary. Hallelujah. The opposer, the one that opposes you at every direction. The Lord says, be far from this people. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you have an adversary, but the Bible says, your adversary walketh about. There are human adversaries. Are we together, brethren? Are we asleep, brethren?
No!
Don't let the time of devastation pass through. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a reality. Some people slept when the door was open and couldn't enter. When you came, God had the wall shut. In the name of the Spirit, doors can be shut open. They can open the door. So, when the Lord helps you know that the door is what? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. But I'm telling you, we have an opportunity. Don't go back complaining again. Address it this night. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The adversary, there is a heavy rebuke waiting for me. Hey, the man to the king's house to present a petition to destroy the Jews. And the king said, I have an assignment for you. I wish I could see Haman's face. When Haman was the one first, I don't know what I said of him. You know, are you there? He's laughing. Haman was the one collecting all the guys and announcing him. Saying, this is how the king chooses those he finds favor with. Everybody stand up for all the guys. Hallelujah. Brother, I hope you understand this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. They are very real. What is happening tonight is very real. Something is happening in your space. So you have to go into that space and secure it. Secure it tonight. That the Lord will do. You know, some of us have adversity. Let me tell you, sometimes physical sickness can be an adversity. In the limitation of the world, you can't be serious things. You have economy, seasons of sickness, weakness, you know, and all that. Sometimes it's just a pattern. You know, when David Solomon, David could not give the temple. Hello. He says there were evil occurrences. Hello. Solomon mentioned three things. There was war. There was people what now? Occurrences. What was the demon? You know, some of us have evil occurrences. And you're not sure what happened. You understand? Somebody says, at the end of 22, there is what now? Disappointment. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to get that better. See, God wants to move in that situation tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. God is here for you. He told us before the meeting that he was going to be here for us. So tonight, he says, all of you that have been given this building, get there from this room. Don't disturb me anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we're coming in agreement with the Lord tonight. Every devourer, every evil occurrence, every misfortune. Praise the name of the Lord. Every bad luck, whatever you call it, every opposition. Tonight, the Lord says, get away from this place. So, tell them to get away from you. In the name of Jesus. That temptation. Things must begin to move. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord open your mouth and begin to speak to the Lord in this circumstance. The Lord rebuke the bad. The Lord rebuke the sky. The Lord rebuke the sky. You know, sometimes our money goes. You run into a hospital bill. You know, you run into all kinds of opposite situations. The Lord rebuke the sky. The Lord rebuke the sky. The Lord rebuke those circumstances. The Lord rebuke the No more war, no more bloodshed, no more evil occurrence. That is how it can be. Maneva Shataya, Makoshi Nete Mataya, Lega Boste Nete Matula, Repa Soto, Lega Bus, Repa Mato Mataya. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord tonight. You are rising. You are rising. And your enemy is scattered. Let our Lord rise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let us ahead me begin to flee before me. As the child is put before you, as the wife is melted before the fire, so let it be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You have gathered me with strength to do battle in your name. Death rose up against me. You have subdued my enemy. You have given me the life of all my enemies. As soon as they hear of me, all of them will submit to me. In the name of Jesus, I beat them down. I beat them. They fell. They do not rise today. I am a man. They will ask about me like me. But in the name of the Lord, I destroy all of them. I will shake them. Let's say your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Give you glory. Give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord says, whoever shall open his mouth. Did you read that? I don't know if you have read this in graphics. See, everybody who will utter these words, hallelujah, let judgment come upon him. And so, when we are praying on that, that whosoever shall utter this word, shall touch this word, shall come out of this word, let your house be pulled down. Let your temper be pulled down. Let your wall be pulled down. Jesus Christ. Let the judgment of the Lord come in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 I
want us to pray this time now. The King says, let the house be built. Tonight, let the house be built.
Amen.
I want to pray. Say, building up yourself in the most powerful prayer of the Spirit in agreement with God. Who has said, let the house be walled, let it be built strongly, so that you will be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Praise the name of the Lord. Something will be strengthened in my life this weekend. Are you with me, brethren? He said, let the house be built. Let it be built up to this height. Praise the Lord that he has given.
Praise the name of the Lord. I said to them, I'm going to pray the Spirit. Building up this house. Expanding this house. In the room 25th. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are my strength when I turn on the clock again. You are the treasure that I see. You are my
finished. That's the prophecy.
Hallelujah.
This book shall be finished.
Prophesy that it will not be aborted. It will not be tormented. It will not be distracted. It will not be diverted. It will not be subverted.
The house shall be finished. My work shall be finished. My life shall be completed. The Lord's purpose in my life shall be perfected.
Say that to yourself. Say, this work will not abort. This work will not abort. This work will not truncate. This work will not abort. This work shall be finished. This work shall be completed. All that has been concerning me shall come to pass. Every utterance, every purpose, every vision, every revelation from God concerning me, this shall come to pass. This shall come to pass. This shall come to pass in my life. The work shall be completed. The life shall be perfected. He says, till I come unto a perfect man, unto a complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Man must show the daily life now. Nothing shall terminate. Nothing shall frustrate. Nothing shall distract. Nothing shall resist. Nothing shall oppose. Nothing shall hinder. What God is doing in my life, it shall be completed. It shall be permanent. It shall be forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your work be complete. Let your work be perfected. Let your work be finished. Let me see what you have done in my life. Let me see the glory. Let me see the beauty. Let me see the manifestation of your works. Let God be manifestation. In the name of Jesus, your work shall be finished. Your work in my life shall finish. Your work in my life shall complete. Your work in my life shall be perfected. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree, it shall not be truncated. It shall not be terminated. It shall not be distracted. It shall not be stopped. No man can stop the building of this house. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God said, it is finished. He that sits on the throne said, it is done. And so shall it be. It is done. In the name of Jesus. Lava Shakalama. Shake it in the Bible. Lava Dose in the Bible. Mani Boshikata. From the cross to the throne, it shall be completed. He that from the cross said, it is finished. When I sat on the throne, I said, it is done. That which I have prophesied has been accomplished. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When something is happening in my life, this meeting, the words uttered are full of power. They are full of mystery. They are full of energy. They will not return void. They will accomplish the mind of the Father concerning me. They will prosper in the purpose when it is released, there is a purpose behind it. It will prosper. He said, the view will prosper by the prophesying of Hagar and Zechariah. Brethren, by the spirit of prophecy here, this building will prosper. This building will prosper. This building will prosper. This building will prosper. Decline it in your life. This building will prosper. By the ministries that God has sent to us, this building will prosper. This building will not be hindered. It will not be resisted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's something on my heart. I want us to pray for the spirit of Cornelius. We want something. Hallelujah. Father, I will come for you. I will touch. Yes. Lord, this temple was renewed. We count on this time appointed that our physical body will be renewed. Our spiritual body will be renewed. Lord, the church will be renewed. Our relationships will be renewed. Yes, Lord, we come that our life of our children will be built. Our business will be built. Yes, whatever, Lord, that the enemy has broken
the Father. Hallelujah. That shall be revealed in the name of Jesus. But I will receive this as a gift from this cup. That any broken world, any broken conditions, everything that has been destroyed in our lives, Lord, as you give me this cup, Lord, I'm going to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I think God, we bless you. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. But while we are praying, the issue of Gideon and Abinadab and Midianite came up and spoke of abortion. When it is time to harvest, they will appear. Scatter all of them. We are going to talk as well. The people of Midianite. Do you know that these are want to sit down? Leaders plan to, you have hundreds of sit down, but they are just there. They never allow to sit down. Praise God. Do you know that chicken want to fly? In the heart of chicken, they want to fly. But something held them down. Those are God's limitations. Those are God's Midianites. But by the name of Jesus, by the anointing, every abortion caused by Midianite, caused by every spirit, when it is time to gather, they will rise. When it is time to grow up, the praise of God. In the name of Jesus, we join those spirit in the name of God's Christ. We join with the Midianite and the hand of God. That is working for us. When we are gathered in the name of God, the Lord will lead you. In the name of God's Christ. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Lord, that there was a judgment against them. The day came, Lord, to rest Gideon and 300 soldiers alone to judge them. You throw your sword in the midst of them. Say, this is the sword of Gideon. Lord, you know what happened. They did the sword scattered all. They did themselves as own sword. Lord, in the name of Jesus, all the enemies, all the spirits, wherever they are coming from, that gather against us, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this meeting, this hour, we throw the sword in the midst. In the name of Jesus Christ, we throw the sword in the midst, and let the sword devour them, in Jesus' name. We will not go the way we come, Lord, in this meeting. For the Amalekites, for the Midianites, Lord, we are judging them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the spirit of Midianites and Amalekites, that are working for us, what you want to progress, he said, no, there shall be no progress. The Lord will keep you, revive you, in the name of Christ. When the time for a man is over to marry, you paint the face of that lady. If you will not accept it anymore, we are in the name of God Christ. We bind you. When it's time for a man to grow up physically, financially, to do one thing or the other, academically, hallelujah, spiritually, you run up and say this, you bring to my daughter, sir, and solve all the world has appealed to that God, man. You will appeal to the name of God Christ. Will they pick you? Will they pick the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God. All you should be the act in our lives. Today we come out of our world in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. To our oppression in our lives. We bind you. We bind you. We stop that in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless you and thank God in battle. For today you are giving us victory. And I do know what we do. Lord, we speak their eyes. As we come with them, we talk as they told us to destroy our lives. Lord, this time we are bringing them, we are tying them and touching them forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Things will never be the same. And then from henceforth, it says from this time on, I will bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to pray. You know, two things. Let me mention this. You know, that word on the woman with infirmity. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we are picking it up in the spirit that it's a major issue for this meeting. So we are trusting the Lord that in the morning session, an aspect of the morning session will go towards that. Praise the name of the Lord. We look at that matter in greater detail because it's something very practical. Praise the name of the Lord. Infirmities, limitations, things about us that have impeded our spiritual, you understand, movement. So the Lord desires that by the time we leave this meeting, you know, the wings to fly will be given to us.
Yeah.
So from chicken to eagle. Are you getting the point now? From chicken to what now? To eagle. No longer shall you cover instead of the tail of the leader. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The chicken will transform into the eagle.
Amen.
So no longer to be bound to the earth. You will find open heavens. You will want to pray. You know, prayer is difficult because of infirmity. You know that? It's infirmity that gives prayer. There are people who can stand and pray 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. They have capacity. And God can build capacity.
Yeah.
Are you understanding my point? So when you pray for 1 hour and sleep comes, there's a problem. It's infinity.
Yeah.
When you pray for 30 minutes and your mind is now wandering, you cannot focus. It's also infinity.
Yeah.
You cannot be present. Look to your topic. The realm of our inheritance is the realm of the spirit. Right now, because of the infirmity, we go in and do what now. We come out. Some of us are meant to stay there longer than others. But the ultimate is to stay, go in and do what now. And I'm back. This is the promise. Praise the name of the Lord. So every one of us must begin to grow. But we will pray about the spirit of communion. You see, some of us have assumed that just happened that, okay, maybe some people are more spiritual than others. Are you understand the point? So this one is for spiritual people. My dear, it's not like that. The Bible says, we shall all be cut off together. To stay there. He says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord in this universe. Are you understanding what? So that mentality of who shall do what for us. Okay, for example, so go and hear God for us. This person prophesied for us. This person preached for us. Okay. I just say for now, you stay and you want now. He says, no, it's not like that. You must break out of infirmity and you must give yourself the presence of God. Vision is for you. So for you. Anointing is for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Okay.
Praise the Lord. A scripture is coming to me. This is the second time. So when the sister was praying, the scripture came to me and it hit me when I buried us. Ministry. So, for the popular scripture that everybody knows, that's the book of John, John 4. And that about the woman of Samaria. Everybody knows about the scripture. I myself, I used to wonder about that scripture. When it comes to the explanation, they said it's about the church. Then what concerns church there? About these things. But when I sat down and continue meditating on that scripture, I understand that it's truly talking about the church, about that woman. So let's go to that. Praise the Lord. I take it from Everybody know about the scripture, but let's get from verse 19. And when the woman was having a cancer with Jesus, and verse 19 says, the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and he said that it is in Jerusalem, the place where men want to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Praise the Lord. I tell you, stop there. You go to John 2, verse 25. And the woman said unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I have said unto thee, I am he. Praise the Lord. So what am I? The understanding I was getting when I was getting on this scripture. It was coming to me that we are going beyond the prophet. People that have eyes to meet the prophet and hear what the prophet said, they never have gone beyond that. And another thing is that when you go to verse 25, you say that the woman had an expectation in her. And after home also, that the God will come. Say, I know the Messiah is coming. She was taught of that, and she believed it. The Messiah is coming. But one funny thing is that the Messiah has come to that. She didn't understand. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May you know when the Messiah has come.
Amen.
So, when I stayed, as I was directed by the Spirit, and this. So, when she had encountered with the Messiah, we didn't know. And Jesus himself, who is the Messiah, she's looking for. Who is it for? But started in her front and said, I am he. I talk to you. Praise God. And and the scriptures want to go down to verse 28. This scripture says, the woman then left her water pot. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying? You see, tonight, if you want to believe it, believe that your expectation has come to pass. And you believe it to the prophet, then the Messiah has come. If you believe it, it is love. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Like our local village meeting.
like one social club of the other. And there is a key to this thing. In fact, this world on Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had a night vision. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul said something. He says, I am so glad that when we brought this word to you, you did not receive it as a word of man, but you received it as God speaking to you. And because of that, that word began to work in you, but now, mightily. Praise the name of God. That word began to work in you, mightily. Because you received it not as man speaking to you. Praise the name of God. If you don't know who is speaking to you, you will not know how to respond to the word. Hello, are you with me? This is why we hear words and the impact and the purpose of these words in our lives is not achieved because we don't know who is speaking to us. Remember Manuel, Samson's father. He said, the man of God came to me. That's what he saw. Praise the name of the Lord. Was only when the man jumped on the fire and pray going on in the fire. Their situation is what now changed. Sure, that time the guys when they knew that you were going to die. Did you know? Initially the man was speaking and they were okay, alright, it was destruction. But the moment they realized who was speaking to them, they said, we are dead people. We are sinful now. God. You see, when John saw him, he fell down dead. Maybe you are not falling down dead because they are not seeing who is speaking. That's what God told the woman. Two things. If you knew the gift of God, the essence of this word we hear of the kingdom is to make you know what God plans to do with you. To this world, people are waiting for rapture. In their minds, they know how far man can go. So when we talk about people overcoming death, they look at you like, hello, you go to burial, a Christian burial, death is a necessary man. Everyone wants to go through this way. I say, yes, it's not necessary. When I say Christian, I'm talking about including end time believers. Praise the name of God. You don't mind. You don't understand. But first, you must know the gift of God. You must know what God has made. He said that the Holy Spirit is given to you to know the things that are freely won now. Give it to you. What is possible in this realm? What is possible? Praise the name of God. Is it possible for man to live and not to see death? Are you getting my point now? If you have seen that vision, are you walking into it deliberately and consciously? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I talk to brethren, you know, there are things to do. For example, somebody passes on, and everybody says, he's so rest in peace. They're not supposed to pray that person. Are you getting my point? We say it regularly in time. We don't understand. You know, you need to go look at the origin of that word. It's actually forgotten. I hope you understand me right now. Praise the name of God. You see, everything must be put in peace from place. You know, pray that prayer and so rest in peace. Praise the name of God. What prayer is that? What prayer is that? What do you say? The name of God. That's by the way. But you must know the gift of God. You must know the things freely given to you. You must know, you say that the eyes of your understanding and the open to know the hope of His calling. When God is calling, what is He expecting? That He might present you spotless, blameless, you understand, complete in the nature of Christ. The world must see it. It's not going to go to heaven. Are you understanding the point? So, this is your vision of the very clear. Then, You must know him who is speaking to you. When someone is not here, the Bible says, if a man speak, let him speak as God now, as an oracle of God. To the extent that you can hear God in the first ministry, to that extent, then things inside you do it now, become alive. If I speak, Christ is speaking, I am limited. You know, that's why you keep asking them, who do men say that I am? You understand? What you understand? What do you see? Who do you see that God now? What you say about me, what you see of me, determines how you respond to me. How you respond to me determines what my work will do to you. Did you notice that the people who knew Jesus Christ, his personality, despite him? Did you understand that? They who took part of his ministry. So every time they talk, they say, this is not the son of what's his name now? Son of Mary and Joseph. That knowledge undermined the ministry. He said, because of that, he could not give much prayer in their midst. Am I communicating, brethren?
Yes,
it's important. Who is speaking to you? Who is speaking? Because if you know who is speaking, you will know what to ask. Is it not correct? If you knew the gift of God and the Lord speaking to you, then you will ask him. Certain prayers are prompted by the revelation that God is what now speaking to you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Are we understanding this? You see, brethren, everything that will happen to you, you will speak it out. You know, are you with me? You will pray it. Nothing else will happen except what you do what now. So you must know what to pray. And you must know how to pray. And this is why the Holy Spirit is given to help us to work now in our infirmity. To know what to pray and how to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. So, you see, some people, Christians are waiting for the day of the Lord. They are still waiting. They will wait. That day will pass them by. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brother? Some others are hastening on to the day. We are provoking it. We are facilitating it. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it is also an experience. Praise God. Hallelujah, brethren. I'm going to pray about this man named Cornelius. Praise the name of the Lord. The time, Cornelius' time has come. The generation of Cornelius has arrived. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm going to just look at him and pray because I want to be in this company. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, these are the days of strange things. Praise the name of the Lord. It will make a difference. People, God will begin to visit persons because the door will begin to be what now? Open. This is the time. So get ready. Acts chapter 11. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 11. Jesus 11 or 10. Acts chapter 10. Praise God. No, sorry. Yeah? Acts chapter 10. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Praise the name of the Lord. A devout man and one that feared God with all his out, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day. Now, does anyone know what happened at the ninth hour? Can anyone tell me? Okay. At the ninth hour,
darkness passed away and light began to shine. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice and did what? He gave up the ghost. At the ninth hour, the veil of the temple was what now? Rent. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we understand times and seasons. From the 12th hour, you know, Jesus was crucified at the 3rd hour. How many of you remember that?
Yes.
The 3rd hour, 9 o'clock in the morning, he was crucified. The Holy Ghost came 9 o'clock in the morning. Is that correct? Is that correct? Peter said, this man is not drunk. Hello? It's just 9 o'clock in the morning, right? Praise the Lord. I want to understand you, brother. You must understand. Timing is important in God. From the beginning, Genesis chapter 1 is about time. Is it not correct? Time and what now? And season. I pray we are at that time again of a great transition. From the 12th hour. Sorry, yes? Yes, from the 12th hour. Darkness, sorry, from 12 o'clock. That is 6th hour. Yes, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the 6th hour, there was darkness. Till the 9th hour. The darkness began to pass away, and the true light began to go on now, to shine. So, in the realm of the spirit, this man had been praying. Who was Cornelius? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a couple of things God just put on my heart. One is that Cornelius was a child of travail. Praise the name of the Lord. His prayers have been going on for a while. We don't know how long. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is raising up the people of travail. He is putting a vision in front of you. And as he's putting that vision, he's putting a body where? In your hands. That's why you see these gatherings, these times to wait on the Lord, to minister to the Lord. You know, when a woman is in travail, the contractions reduce. Is it not correct? Hello?
Yeah.
If you are not taking it, I know what you're talking about. Initially, it is spaced out. As the travail intensifies, it comes faster and faster and faster. The time interval becomes more now, shorter and shorter. I don't even know what that means. It means that for us, so these things we are doing, after a while, it will become much more frequent. I hope you're following me better. You must be following and sustained. Because the power to break what is what now? That's not. That's why God says that Ephraim is not a great wise child. Hello? You know what happened to Ephraim? Nobody knew. When the time for a child to come out, in the womb there's a repositioning. If the child was lying sideways like this, he begins to do what now? Adjust. And the head is positioned first. I hope you understand what that means for us. It means that the more we see the day approaching, the more the head becomes priority. Hello?
Yeah.
The more the head comes first in your decision making, the more the interest of the head. In fact, the Bible says that the eyes of the wise man are in his head. My eyes relocate to my head. You know what the head will begin to see for me? Who is the head?
Christ.
My eyes will relocate from my home and go to the head. I will begin to see things from the Christ perspective. My choices, my decisions, my relationship, all I do is going to be based on how does the head want now see this thing. So the Bible says if did not position well. So he was coming out with his windows. You know, that's what they call it, pitch. You know, right now, I don't know if that woman will not make it. If that, oh, yes. Or if you are not able to, you understand, begin to reposition the child. But no matter, you put the head first. It's the law of delivery. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we all together?
Yes.
Now, so Cornelius was somebody who desired God. You know, for God to appear to you, you must desire Him. You know, I was doing something on Abraham. It was Abraham, by his spirit, came from a priestly family. You know, are you with me? Abraham's family was the lineage of priests in the land of all the families. And that nation had gods uncountable. So he grew up in a land of idolatry. Was something in Abraham's heart knew that there was something greater than all this. He didn't feel any life from there. And somehow he began to seek God. Praise the name of the Lord. He starts to go out looking at the star. I say, how did this thing come to me? But somewhere along the line, the God of glory appeared to him. God will appear to those who seek him. If you're more interested in your business, if you're more interested in other things, you will miss it. The Lord will not appear to you. Hello? Are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord. So our hearts must begin to turn to Him at this time. He must begin to take priority. It is the Lord. So somewhere along the line, at this ninth hour, he was praying. I don't know what he was doing. But the angel did what now? Came to me. In the days to come, we'll be talking about this angel. We'll be discussing it in detail. But he came. And whenever he comes, something is about to change. He said, hey, your prayer has been heard. This prayer was not one prayer. Are you getting my point? It was a series of prayers, of crying, of desire, of yearning, of hunger, of testing, of calling upon the Lord. Say, God, I want to see you. I want to see you. Over time. Do you know, like the angel told Daniel, said, from the first day he started, your prayer was heard. For it took 21 days. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, over the 21 days, there was contention. There was war. But there will be a victory. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, one of the things about Cornelius, he was burdened with a desire for transition from one humanity to another humanity. Are you understanding that? He said he saw the man that God was creating, and he saw the man that he was, and he said, I want to transit from this man to who now to the other man. This body will determine your relationship. It will determine the friends you keep. It will determine the places you go to. It will determine the things you do. He was body. And the Lord visited him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He was not content in a state and condition of limitation. He didn't accept limitation. Hello, are you with me? He did not want accept. You know, I'm talking to someone to choose okay. But I think we need to wrote a book. Sons of God awake. As it arrives. Evil says arise. Sons of God awake. Then the Lord, but what I'm thinking about is reach for the stars. If you are not ready to greet him, get in touch with me. I will wait for the coming. Praise the name of the Lord. I will wait for the coming. Praise the name of the Lord. He was one man who could change us.
Yes.
This generation, part of your problem is that the people you should have read, you are not read. You are reading nonsense. You are reading men who are not seeing God. Do you understand what? You are reading this generation who have not taught anything. Praise the name of the Lord. But Bill says something. I just mentioned it to him. You see, when the time of transition began to come, he was talking about aircrafts. You know, there is in the natural we have laws. There is the law of gravity.
Yeah.
In this frequency it operates. And many of us are spiritually we are bound by gravity. That's why we can't pray for long, we cannot fast for long, we cannot sustain in need strength spiritually, physically to do this. Praise the name of the Lord, brother. You see, when an aircraft begins to fly, it reaches a place all my life. That speed is the speed you need to break, you know, the sound barrier. When you see an aircraft passes you, something. Then 2 minutes later, the noise, the antenna starts coming. That aircraft is flying faster than the speed of what
now of sound.
You know, are you with me? You can't have passed before you hear the word now, the sound. That's why when thunder and lightning flashes, they actually came together. But you see, lightning, light travels faster than what now, the sound. No, we have not started talking yet, brother. When we start coming to those places, God must prepare your mind first. Otherwise, you will have problems. But these things are real. Job wrote about them. Praise the name of the Bible. But we'll talk about them very soon. Praise the name of the Lord. So, when you break through the sound barrier, scientists discover that once you break through that limitation, there's no limit to the speed you can achieve. The same thing when rockets are going into outer space. They reach a place in the atmosphere and the people begin to shake like this because they are trying to break through. But the moment they break that thing, you enter into a realm of unlimitedness. There is a realm of unlimitedness in the space. If you do not understand that, you will not aspire to get into it. There is a realm of unlimited money. You know that. Hello, are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes, unlimited money.
Yeah.
Where the thing is no longer an issue.
Oh.
There is a realm of unlimited vision.
Yeah.
There is a realm of unlimitedness.
Yeah.
That was one of the things we learned. And so, when we are talking this thing, we are talking about how to break through this realm of limitation. This realm of limitation, we must break out of it. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what this gospel is. So, Cornelius was a man who was not content with limitation. He was not okay in this life. Paul said, we who have received the first taste, we have tasted of divinity. We are now what now? Ruling. This is our Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. He was groaning. And the Lord said, your prayers have been heard. Pray the prayer is simple. May the spirit of Cornelius come upon you.
Amen.
Praise the name of God. There is an anointing that man has made a name for himself. He's written the book. Do you understand that? Yes. So let that anointing come upon me. The spirit that was in Cornelius. Let it come upon you. That's prayer. And probably we will close for the night. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to get a prayer. I want to be like Cornelius. I want my prayer to come up before God. The Lord took notes and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard. Now, what did he ask me to do? Send for a man, Peter. Now, I don't know which angel appeared to Cornelius. But his asking is possibly was Peter. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know, so don't go to me. Praise the name of the Lord. But if that will come when God will send you an assignment, you won't even know. There was a sister, praise the Lord. She had an accident. She was in the hospital. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Somebody may know where. So she was in the hospital. She suffered fracture. She broke her legs. Then somebody she knew came to the hospital to visit her. Visited her, spent time with her, and then watched the vibe. In fact, regular person would come, stay with her, pray with her, bring things for her, minister to her. In fact, that sister blessed her stay in that hospital. Eventually, her legs healed and she came out, became okay. One day she met her sister.
Who is the name of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
I have one sister. Sister, I want to thank you for your business, for your ministry, for the times you prayed with me in the hospital. It was important, depressed and discouraged about this. Your ministry kept me up too. You had accident. Hello, are you understanding what I'm saying? You are. I said it in the morning. The soul is not the spirit. But the soul can be spiritual. I don't need to understand it. The soul is not the spirit. But the soul should be spiritual. Just like the soul can be physical. I don't think you understand. Because when God made the soul, He took the earth and breathed into the earth. So there are two dimensions of the soul. I don't know, put together. Now, the spirit has no limitation. God is prepared at the same time. When the soul becomes spiritual, what it is talking about happens. Where your soul is used as a ministry spirit and you are not delivered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says, when you are gathered with my spirit, I am there. Do you understand? First Corinthians says that when you are gathered and my spirit is with you. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm going to. And that desire of unlimitedness. We are the things you desire, think about it, it's a prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to give that to this other man. So that you don't think it's a better science or anything, it's just Bible. That the more we become spiritual, the more we will be silent. We will be silent means to know the things you should know. So the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, all those things, not just once in a season, but it's a problem. The other thing is, one to be in presence. That means be present everywhere at this time. That means you are aware you should be when God needs you to be there. And then the third one is omnipotent. That means you have unlimited access. So brethren, that's what God is giving to us. And that
we talk about half
at midnight. And midnight is going to force us into that domain. The church in Nigeria is praying as we have never prayed before because of the sacred ministry. Hallelujah. So brethren, let's open our minds. The scriptures and what God is going far beyond. So this does only not that matter, of our limited. That there is a place in Christ where these barriers are broken. And Paul and this a lot of brethren walk in that place. And they have results. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord help us to keep our way. Because we are touching so much matters. It's the name of the Lord. Okay, the story. Yes, I will finish it. Some of us there when the sister shared the testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's not far away, it's somebody we know. So she said, sister, you had accident. I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? You are visiting me in the hospital now every almost every week. It's not me. I'm not judging you. Come, you are praying for me. You will come, you will pray with me. He said, no, no. How do you know you are accident? Praise. Are you with me, brethren?
Yes. Yes. So, you know, until the limitation. Now, because you were saying, you speak the song.
Hello, are you with me? Your human spirit
is a vehicle. It's a vehicle without limitation. Even if you used to gravitate in the body dwells in a dimension of limitation. But if you choose to hook up big spirit for the to join this chariot, what you see in Ezekiel chapter 1, in the new creature, is the soul that has married what now? The spirit. When you marry the spirit, because within your human spirit dwells the spirit of God, you are hooked up. If I enter an aircraft now, if that aircraft is going at 500 miles per hour, meet you and go at 500 miles per hour, I don't physically have the capacity. But whoever is carrying me has the capacity. That's how Jesus walked on water. Are you understand my point? The soul, the body, when you all hook up with the vehicle of the spirit, all things are what? Possible. So each person has a choice to make. Praise the name of the Lord. When I put together, we are not talking things that are supposed to motivate us to hook up, to join up with the Lord. The Lord says, he that is joined to the Lord
is one spirit. One spirit.
By marriage, if you marry a billionaire, you become a billionaire. Are you understanding the point? Are you not saying that's what it is? If you marry a billionaire, you become a billionaire. Praise the name of the Lord. So God's invitation for us. So we the spirit of commandment must come upon us. I refuse to be at home with my limitations. There is a realm of unlimitedness waiting for me. When I go back, instead of thinking about Chelsea and Arsenal, I'm thinking, Lord, how can I be bought? Praise the name of the Lord. How can I be bought? I don't know something about Paul Elenchek that is very peculiar. Because these things are, these testimonies are quite unique. I remember now what he said. This man was bound by witches inside the fort. He was destroyed. And that this man appeared to him there. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, because somebody went to him and said, look, please pray for this person. And he said, I prayed that fort. And inside the room, where the man was in that fort, he appeared and what now broke that fort. And the man came out of that condition. Praise the name of the Lord. He was dying because these people are dying spiritually, putting in the pot. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray, we are at the threshold. Our head must clear. The proper things must be our focus. The proper things must be the thing that occupies man. When you wake up in the morning, you know, people dream about many things. It's time for you to begin to dream about the new man. Praise the new man that God is creating. Who is without limitation? Name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so let us speak. Say, Lord, let the spirit of Cornelius.
I think we should stand up after this all
of you. We are closing down. But it is very important. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know which one can take this love coming to my heart.
Hey, praise. Wake up. I'm coming to you guys.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eat the cross. The Lord will give you. Amen, brother. Lord, is it a night well spent? Praise the name of the Lord. We need a song to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are the song's prayers? And the king's prayers?
I will pray. The glory I bring out. Jesus.
upon us and say, Lord, give me that passion. Not to be content in limitation. Not to accept limitation. Not to believe that I am created to be limited. Lord.
We bring down, oh God,
cannot be broken through. Hallelujah. We begin to take the mantle to speak your word and to believe what your word is saying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand from the place where I say that sin shall no more have dominion over you. We believe your word. And we say to ourselves, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He said, thanks be to Yeshua that causes us always to triumph. We believe your word. Anything that has stood against us, that we cannot travel in the realms of the Spirit as we utter, we prophesy this day. Let every chain be broken. There is power in the name of Jesus. Every chain. Every chain, hallelujah. Every attachment, evil, oh God, to an optical cord of unbelief and doubt, we cut it off. We are joined to the light of the Spirit. We believe your word. Therefore, we prophesy a rearrangement of our minds. We decree that our mind be rearranged. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you because we know no more shall we be bound to the everywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for this ministry. We ask thy Lord God, by the time we go back home to sleep, hallelujah, we will have encounters even in our dreams. And we will come to begin to serve. Thank you. We say, my honor and majesty be ascribed unto you. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brother, we are going to come back by 10. Hallelujah. We will go back to sleep. We will pack 4 o'clock. Hallelujah. We are going to share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore.
Amen. Recording.